Okay, Daf Tzadik Aleph. Omar Mar is six lines from the top at the end of the line. So, we bought yesterday a whole bunch of psukim. The parsha about Nesachim is in Parsha Shlach, and we learned from the various words in the psukim there to include bringing of Nesachim for the various korbanos that require Nesachim. And now we're up to Toida. So the Gemara says, Omar Mar, we said yesterday, Toida Minayin. How do I know that a korban Toida has to have Nesachim? So we brought that it says the word Oila. So the in the first pasuk, it says V'chisase ven bokar Oila. No, that's not the one. Vasisem isha lashem oila oizevach. So oila means an oila. Yeah. Then we said, how do we know shlamim? So we said zevach means shlamim. And then we said, how do we know toira? Because oi, the extra word oi is adding a toira. So the question is, Talmud lemar oizevach is. So the Gemara asks, otu toira lav zevachu. Once you have the word zevach, zevach just means literally it means something you slaughter. So it's a korban. So why do we say zevach means shlomim? And then you say, how do I know toida? Because it says oy zevach. Why can't zevach include toida as well? It's also a korban that you slaughter. Yeah, isn't toida zevachu? And for the Gemara, itzrich. I still need to tell me. I need to learn it from the oy. Why? Because solkedaita chamina. You would have thought hoil ve'ikal lechem v'hadar, since a toida comes with bread, is loy tiboy nesachim. So maybe that's instead of nesachim. We shouldn't need nesachim. Nesachim is like a side dish for God. Yeah, you give him give God a steak. Yeah, you give him the meat, not meat, the fats of the korban, and so together with that you give nesachim as a side dish. But the korban toid already has a side dish because there's lechem. So maybe let you buy nesachim. Maybe I shouldn't need to bring nesachim with that. Why would you think it's different? We already know by the El Nazir. So one of the things that a Nazir brings is a shlomim, which is a ram. The ikabah de lechem, and there's bread coming with it. Uboy nesachim. And there it says mefurish that he has to bring this nesachim. It says minchasim aniskayim, I think, or minchasim aniskay. So therefore, we know that even though there's bread coming with it, you have to bring nesachim. So why would I think a toyd is any different? So the Gemara answers again, you might have thought, Hasam Shnei Minim. With the carbon toida, you have with the carbon toida, you have that you what do you have by the carbon toida? One minute. By the korban toida, you have only two kinds of rikikin, matzahs and rikikin, right? You only have two kinds of lechem that go with it. But by the toida, you have four kinds of lechem that goes with it. Yeah, hasam by the nozer is two kinds. Hachar bas minim. So therefore, you would think if you got four kinds of lechem going together with the korban toida, then you shouldn't need to bring in a nesachim. Kamash malon, therefore, we need the oy of oy zevach to tell me that it has to bring the nesachim with it as well. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, now we're switching around over here. The pasuk said, Vasisem isha l'ashem oyla oy zevach. You will bring a fire offering for Hashem and oyla oy zevach. The next words is lefale neder oy vinadova, to fulfill a promise of a vow or a donation, a neder oy vinadova. So the question is, so we ended up saying that a oyla means an oyla, but then we concluded it's only things that are donation korbanos, not a chayva, not obligatory korbanos. But the question is, once we say that, we don't need to say then oyla and shlomim. We could have just said lefale neder oy vinadova. So the Gemara asks, alita rachman lefale neder oyla vinadova, but lay boy oyla. Why does it have to mention oila? Once you tell me a donation carbon, an oila is a donation carbon. So why does it need the word oila? So the Gemara answers, ilay kasa rachmaina oila. If it wouldn't have said oila, hava mina vasisem mishal Hashem is a klal. So the first part of the pasuk starts Vasishtem Oichel Oila Isha Lashem, that you make a carbon for Hashem. So that's a general rule. And if it wouldn't have the word Oila Izevach, then your next words would be Lefale Neder Oila Nedova is a prat, a particular type of carbon, which is a donation carbon. Then it says, the pasuk continues, so reich nechoyach, a nice smell, is a chaz of a klal. That's a general statement about all the animals. Whenever you burn some animals, it smells nice.
Makes you hungry.
Yeah, you're making me hungry. Yeah. So therefore, it's chaz of a klal. So it will be a klal uprat to klal, which we know the rule is when you have a rule followed by a detail, followed by another rule, iatodon elakeena prat. So what you have to do is it includes things that are similar to the detail. What's the detail? Maha prat mefurish dova she'ena balachet. So if the detail would be neder and a dova, so you would say the detail is specific in that it's not something that comes for a sin. It's something that's a donation carbon. Af kol she'ena balachet. So you'd say anything which is not a sin offering has to have nesachim. So I would exclude the chatas and osham shehem boyin al chait, which are for sin offerings, all right. But ovi, but I would still include a becher and a maaser of Pesach, which we learned in the Mishnah. They don't have the sachim shehem boyin al chait because they don't come on a sin offering. If it didn't tell me oila, I would have said to include them that they have to bring the sachim. Talmud loymar oila. So therefore, we needed to go with oila, which tells me that it has to be something which, so therefore it's not a Becher Meister of Pesach. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, Hashta Dechsiv Oila, so now we've got Oila in there. So if your whole problem was you would have done a Klal or Prato Klal, so now that the word Oila is in there, we should still learn a Klal or Prato Klal from the word Oila with the Prat. Klal or Prat, so sorry, Dechsiv Oila, now it says oila in there, so you have again a klal uprat. It's my marbis space. So how are you going to learn to include? What are you going to include in addition to oila, with learning in the system of klal uprat to klal? You're going to learn ma prat mefurish ena mechuyav ve'oymed. It's something that you're not constantly obligated in, which is like an oila af kol she'ena mechuyav ve'oymed. Things that are not constantly obligated in lahavi. What would you include there? Vlodis karchim. It includes if you had a female carbon, which could be a shlomim, let's say, and it had a baby, so that is also brought as a carbon, so that needs to have nesachim too. Utzmurason, if a person tried to swap a carbon, so the din is if you have an animal as a carbon and you say, oh, I'm going to give this animal instead of that animal, then they're both holy and brought as carbonis. And an oila habamin amosris, and an oila that comes from leftovers. So when you have leftover money for oilas, so you bring extra oilas. V'osham shanitak lari'iyo. And also, if you had a carbon osham that... no, it's not that he had a mum, because then he wouldn't be able to bring it anyway. Osham shanitak lari'iyo means... He shechted it the same oila, he says. Yeah, so he didn't need it. So what the pshat, not it had a mum, but let's say he had a spare one. He brought an osham and then he lost it and found it and took another one and used it and then he found the first one. So what does he do with it? It becomes an oila. And all other karbonos which we learned before that when they're shechted shalo lishmon, so the rule is a carbon which is shechted shalo lishmon, it's kosher but loyola lebailim. And you just need to bring the nesachim with it. So all of those cases are included with this klal uprat. So that's why it says a klal uprat with oila. Okay, I apologize because this stuff is almost completely just what do you learn from this pasuk, what do you learn from that pasuk. That's all. It's not too much in terms of logical debate. Okay, now the Gemara says Hashtu diamarta oili drosha. Now that you've set a precedent, when you said oi zevach, you said the word oi is including something. It included a toida, so now we've got to go through all the other ois that we've got in here, and we go oi oi oi, and we've got to work out what we learn from each of those. So we had oi zevach. So the next words of the pasuk lefale neder oi vinedova. So what's the oi there teaching you lamali? So he says it's lechalkam. It's to split them. That it's a neder. That it means or. That either one or the other. Why would you think? Why do you need to split them? Because it's trich. You need it. Salkat ata chamina ata maisa neder unedova. If it wouldn't say or, you would think that it's only when you bring both. If you bring two karbonis, one's a neder, one's a nedova. Yeah, and unless you do that, loyli boy nesachim. If you only brought one or the other, you wouldn't need nesachim. Kamash malan, the ice in neder luchudel boy nesachim. That if you bring just a neder, you need nesachim. The ice in a double luchudel also ice in nesachim. Freddy Gemara Hanichel Rabbi Yosha. So there's a famous machlokes between Rabbi Yosha and Rabbi Yonason about whether you need a word oy when it says in the Torah u or vi, that's and, but according to Rabbi Yonason, it means or anyway. Yeah, mekalel avi ve'imoy is where they argue about it. When it says mekalel avi ve'imoy, it means or, even though it says one who curses his mother. Literal translation, he cursed his mother and his father. But he learns that it always means or. He curses his father or his mother, unless the Torah puts the word yachtov at the end. Like leisachvash b'shur v'chamor yachtov, don't plow with an ox and a donkey together. That means that separately it's okay. But if you don't have the word yachtov, it would have meant you can't use a shur or a chamor or, right? So Rabbi Yeshia says, no, it doesn't mean or unless it says or. But according to Rabbi Yonason, who says it means or anyway, without saying oi, is lamali, what do I need the oi for? Is solkatayta chamina, so according to Rabbi Yonason, you would have thought, I see neder l'chudei l'boi nisachim, that if you bring a neder by itself, you need the sachim. I see neder l'chudei l'boi nisachim. You're right, it doesn't need to say oi. But I see neder unadava, if you bring two together, one neder and one nadava, I might think, tiskib in nisachim dechad, you can bring one lot of nisachim and be yotze for both of the karbonis. Kamash malon, therefore, it has to split them. Oi, that they're two separate things. And if you bring two, you got to bring two nisachim. You can't get away with one bunch of nisachim for two karbonis. Okay, then the pasuk continues. Again, oi, 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 oi. The third oi of the pasuk, oi b'mayadeichem. What's oi b'mayadeichem? Literally, or in your holidays, if you bring a karbon, right? So what's the oi? Normally, what do we need that oy for? It says the Gemara, "Sokad adachamina." You might have thought, "Hani mil dekamaisi oyla b'neder shlamim b'nedava." So it says oyla oy zevach. We said oyla means an oyla, zevach means a shlamim, and then it says a neder or a nedava. So you might have thought, oyla oy zevach is the same as neder and nedava. So you would have thought if I bring an oyla as a neder, which is a vow that he takes upon himself, shlamim he brought as an nedava, which is something where he makes the animal, the particular animal, a korban. Inami ipcha, or even the other way around. If the oila was a nedava, or the shlamim was a neder, so you think it's either one of those combinations. I will heche the kamaisa oila ushlamim ben neder. But let's say you did both the oila and the shlamim as a neder. Inami oila ushlamim ben nedava, or you brought them both as a nedava. I would think maybe you can get away with one lot of nesachim because shem neder echad. It's one promise. I had one promise to bring an oil on a shlamim. So if I only had one promise, maybe I only need one bunch of nesachim. Or similarly, if I brought them both as a nedava, it's one promise. Shem nedava achasi. V'tiske lib nesachim dechad will be enough to bring nesachim just enough for one animal. Kamash malon, that no matter how you slice it, if you bring two animals, you're going to bring two sets of nesachim. Okay. Now, oy b'mayadeich, kamash malon, oy b'mayadeich. So that's why we need that third oy there, oy b'mayadeich. Okay, so we finished pasuk gimel, and then we have pasuk ches a few pasukim later, which goes like this: v'chisasev ben bokar oyla oy zevach. Here we go again. If you will bring a ben bokar, is a piece of cattle, an oyla oy zevach. Is lamali, so again, that's the whole thing is superfluous. What do I need that for? You already told me, oiloi zevach. Why again, oiloi zevach? Is Yitzchik, says the Gemara, necessary? Salkatayta chamina, you might have thought without this pasuk, hani milahecha de kamaisa oilo ushlamim ben neder, inami oilo ushlamim ben adova. Without this, you might think that when you bring the two different types as a neder, or two different types of ushlamim, you've already proved to me that I need to bring two lots of nesachim. I will hechad the kamaisi shtei oilis, but if I'm bringing only two oilis, it's the same carbon. Chad ben neder v'chad ben nedava. It's a neder or a nedava. It's a neder and a nedava, but they're both oilis. Inami shnei shlamim, or if I brought two shlamims, echad ben neder v'echad ben nedava. In that case, because the two carbonists that I'm bringing are the same carbon, either an oil or a shlamim, is aim or shame shlamim achasi, I might have thought that shlamim are all the same, so I can bring one nesachim for the two, or shame oil achasi. You might think one set of nesachim is enough. Kamash malon lefalei neder oy shlamim. Kamash malon, that's the oyla oy zevach in pasuk ches, in the second pasuk. Then the second pasuk says again, lefale neder oy shlomim. So what's that for? Lamali. So it's all extra repeating itself. So the Gemara says, without repeating itself, I would have thought, hani mili hechad ha'maisa shtei oylois. When do you need to bring two bunches of nesachim? When you brought two oylois, chadav and nedav, chadav and nedava. One's a neder, one's a nedava. Inam, ishnei shlomim, chadav and nedav, chadav and nedava. Or two shlomim is one a neder and a dava. Aval hechad ha'maisa shtei oylois bin neder, ushtei shlomim, oylois bin nedava. But if I brought two of each, now I brought four animals. Two oilas and there are two oilas and a dava. Inami shnei shlamim and neder, shnei shlamim and a dava, or two shlamim as a neder and two shlamim as a dava. I might think over there, shem oila echadu, shem neder echadu. That means both oilas are nedarim. They're both exactly the same. Yeah, one. Previously we learned about if I brought two oilas, one was a neder and one was a dava. So they're okay, they're different. But now you're bringing two oilas and they're both neders. So you think, well, now they're rooted the same. I should be able to get away with one nesachim. Tiskelev nesachim dechad, kamash malon, that even if you bring two that are actual repeat performances, exactly the same, an oila which is a neder, two, another oila which is a neder, even so, you need to bring two lots of nesachim.
I wouldn't have thought that you wouldn't have.
Well, you might have thought. Me. Somebody might have thought that. Yeah. So the pasuk needs to make sure that you know that you have to. Okay, now, back to the, what we started with, Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says... Rabbi Yeshia worked out before that. So Rabbi Yeshia is the one who holds that even without the words Yachtov, it means and. It doesn't mean or. So therefore, Hai min habokar min hatzayin lomali. So what is he going to do? All the way back over here, it said you might think that someone who says Harei alai oila. So we said yesterday's pasuk, a person brings an oila min habakar u min atzoin. So according to him, since u means and, you might think he needs to bring both. He needs to bring both. Yeah. So we said Talmud lemar min habakar u min atzoin, that he can bring one or the other. And Rabbi Yonason says that it already means or. Yeah, so Rabbi Yoshia, sorry, this is the wrong one. Mina Bokar, Rabbi Yoshia. No, sorry, I'm getting mixed up with the Psukim again. Give me a second. Oh, sorry, he learned, we're talking about the bird. Rabbi Yonason used that word oi to tell me to include the birds, right?
Rabbi Yonason, the bird, huh?
Rabbi Yonason, the bird. And Rabbi Yeshia didn't need that to learn the bird. So how does he? What does he do with that? Min habakar min atzoi lamali. Salka daita chamina hani mili betray mini. You might think if it's two different, one is a tzoin and one is a bakar. All of these things where we said when you bring two, you need to bring two lots of nesachim. If one is a sheep and one is a cow or a bull, that's when you need two. But if they're both sheep, so we have one more permutation over here. We had two oilas, two neders, now we have two sheep. So in all of those cases, kamashmalon, that you need to bring separate nesachim for each animal. Okay, now right at the end of the parsha in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk says, Kacha tasu lo echad, sorry, Pasuk Yud Beis. Kamispar asher tasu, according to the number of animals that you bring, kacha tasu lo echad kamisparam. So you shall do for each one according to the numbers. So that last part is redundant. What do you mean? You already told me to do it. What do you mean again, do it? Lomali, what do I need that summary at the end? Salkadata chamina, you might have thought hani mila bezer achazeh. You might have thought that all of that was talking about was when you bring the two animals. Yes, bring two animals and you need two nesachims. But when is that? When you bring the two, one after the other. But if your mamish brought them at the same time, yeah, and you're putting the koyin is putting the fats on the mizbech at the same time, is tiski lib nesachim dechad, so maybe then you could get away with one bunch of nesachim. Is again kamash malon that you still need to do for each animal separate nesachim. Okay, that's that. Now, the Mishnah then continued. They don't have to be. The Nesachim can even be brought the next day. But you have to bring the Nesachim for each animal that you brought. Doesn't have to be at the same time.
Funny that you can bring the next day.
Well, you know, sometimes you want to do something the next day. Now, what did we say? that the exceptions are, even though a chatas and ashram generally doesn't have nesachim, but a chatas of a mitzayra and the ashram of a mitzayra needs nesachim. Minohani merely the Gemara asks, how do we know that? The son of Rabbanon. Now this is in Parshas Mitzayra. In Parshas Mitzayra, when it talks about his karbonis, it says, on the eighth day, that means after he was purified, he went through the whole rigmarole, he cut off all his hair, yeah, and he does the bird thing, oh? So then, Bayem Hashmini, Yikach Shnei Chavosim Tamimim, he takes two sheep, Bashnos, etc., two male sheep and one female sheep, and then it says, Ushloisha Estrainim Seiles Mincha, three Estrainim of flour as a mincha. So what does that mean? So that's like nesachim. It's flour that goes together with an animal. It's b'mincha aboim azevach. That's talking about the flour that goes together with the zevach. Hakosim edaber. Atar b'mincha aboim azevach. I'm telling you that it means the mincha that comes together with the animal. Oyein yela mincha abof neyatzmo. Maybe it means a mincha all by itself. Kishu oime v'hel ha-koyin esa'ila v'yesa mincha. The next pasuk then says that the koyin brings up the oila and mincha on the mizbeach. So that means you got a mincha with a zevach. So far I know that a mitzayra has to bring an oila and flour. Yeah. What about the wine and oil bit? The sochim is the wine and oil. Yeah. So what about? How do I know he has to bring wine and oil? Says the Brice of Eiter, v'adayin ani yedei yedeya imtu urun esochim imlav. From that pasuk, all I know is he has to bring an oila and he has to bring flour with it. I still don't know if it needs nesachim or not, wine and oil. Talmud Leimar, v'yayin la'nesach revi yisahin. So this is back in Shalach. Back in Shalach, Apostle Tezvov in that, no. Where am I? Sorry, Pasuk K. Yeah, Pasuk K, in the middle of all that Parsha in Shalach, where all the nesachim are mentioned, we have a pasuk for Yayin La Nesach Revi Sahin, that wine for a pouring a quarter of a hin, Tasa Al Ha'Ela, Oila Zavach, La Keves, or Echad, you should make for an Oila, or we said Zavach Min Shlamim, for each sheep. So which Oila and Zavach? We already mentioned Oila and Zavach twice. So what's the third time Oila is Zavach? So this Oila is the Oila Smitzaira, and the Zavach this time is the Chatas Smitzaira. Right, this time Zevach doesn't mean shlomim, because the Mitzvah doesn't mean a shlomim. Right? So it's the Oila and the Chatos. And then we have the Oila Zevach, good old Oi, which is to include also the Osham. So a Mitzvah brings three things, an Oila, a Chatos, and an Osham. So Oila, Oi, and Zevach is those three Karbonis. All of those three Karbonis need to have Nesachim. Right? So Oila Zevach is the Zu Hashem Mitzvah. Fred the Gemara, why do I need Oi? Same old question, why do I need Oi? To include the Osham, the word Zevach again means a slaughtered animal. It's typically Chavayim Zevach. Why can't I work out the Chatas and the Osham from the word Zevach? The Yomar Mar, because how do I know Bechlal that he does the Chatas for Osham Minayin, Talmud Leimar Zevach? So Zevach includes the Chatas and an Osham. When we talked about the Nozir, for example, that we said the word Zevach includes both. So the Gemara answers, Hani Mila Hekha Chavayim Kia Adodininu. When the Nozir brings his two Karbonos, they're both part of the same package. It's a package deal by the Nozir. When he's finished being a Nozir, he brings it to the Karbonos. And they both achieve the same thing, that now he can drink wine and cut his hair. When it comes to the Mitzayra, however, the Osham is Lahakshir. The purpose of the Osham for the Mitzayra is to allow him... 1 second... To let it come back into the camp. The Mitzayra was kicked out of the camp, right? So the Osham is what allows him to come back into the camp. And the Chatos is Lechaper. The Chatos is an atonement for his sin. Because we said Taras comes from an Averis, so he's a Chatos. So therefore the two Karbonos are doing two separate items, is therefore Ba'inon Trey Kroy, so we need two Psukim to include Nesachim for both of them. Okay, so now you just told me that the word Zevach in that Pasuk is Zu Chatas Mitzayra. Maybe Ema Zu Chatas V'Asham Nazir. How do I know it's the Mitzayra? It doesn't say Mitzayra anywhere in that Pasuk. It just says Eloi Zevach. So how do I know it's a Mitzayra and not a Nazir? It says a Gemara Leisalka Daitich. The Tanya Michasav Niskeyem. It says by the Nazir Michasav Niskeyem. So that already tells me by Lasa Yavishlam V'Kasav Medaber. It's talking about the oil and the Shlamim of the Nazir. Atayim be loss of shlamov. You're telling me it's under the oil and the shlamim. Ayeni el afil lechatos. Maybe the chatos of the nazir also needs a zachim. Talmud loymar ve'esa adol yasa zevach shlamim. That he brings a ram. This is the nazir. The nazir brings a ram as a korban shlamim. Umin chasay v'niskay. And he brings the nesachim. Yeah. So it says in one place by the nazir in a general statement about his korbanos to bring the nesachim. And then it says specifically about the shlamim to bring nesachim. The question is, why does it mention the shlamim specifically? It's ayil b'chlal haya. The ram, the shlamim, was part of the set of korbanos. V'lama yotza, why does he mention it separately? L'haki should have to compare all of the korbanos to it. Ma ayil meyucha bob nerem etov. But just like it's a shlamim. And a shlamim is something that comes as a donation generally. I've called bob nerem etov. Similarly, the other korbanos of the nazir, which are of the type to come as a promise, which is an oila. Yeah, but not the chatos. Okay, then we ask Vayter oilas the oilas mitzayra. How do you know that it's an oilas mitzayra? Back to the same pasuk. Again, asking the same question. You said it's an oilas mitzayra. Ema zuelas your lettuce. Maybe it's the oila that's brought by a lady when she gave birth. Doesn't say what type of oil it is. It could be anything. Zomer Abaya, oilas your lettuce. Me safe with the kronafke. You're right. We need to learn out oilas your lettuce, but we learn it out from the last part of the pasuk. The Tanya Reb Nosson Omer, la keves zoilas your lettuce. We learn it out from the keves, which is mentioned in that same pasuk over there. Keves echad. Keves is oilas your lettuce, and echad acharas hashomaisa shakarev shlamim. The 11th one of Meiser. A person has to give Meiser behemah, he has to give the tenth animal has to be given as Meiser and brought as a korban. What happens if the guy's counting 1, 2, 3, 4, and he gets mixed up, and he goes 7, 8, 10, 9, 10. Yeah? So that one that he called 10 at the end was really the 11th one. Yeah? So he called the 11th one 10, so that has to be brought as a korban. It's not Meiser, because it's the 11th one. So what's it brought? It's brought as a shlamim. How do I know that shlamim has to have the sachim? So that's what the ha'echad is telling you. Because the meiser itself doesn't bring the sachim. Yeah? So what are you telling me? If I got it right and I called the 10th one 10, no nesachim. Because I made a mistake and stuffed it up and I called the 11th one 10, I have to bring it as a korban and now I have to bring the sachim. We never found anywhere that something which is an offshoot of something else is stricter than the thing it started with. If it would have been a meiser, it wouldn't have the sachim. Now, because it's a surrogate meiser, it'd have to bring the sachim. So you wouldn't think that by yourself. Therefore, the pasuk ha'echa tells you, I'm sorry, it turned it into a shlamim. You have to bring the sachim like any other shlamim. Don't drink while you're counting, yeah. Rava Omar, Rava says, how do I know that pasuk is talking about it? Betzaira? Because Ezu David Tzara Shloshi Rebuyin, because that pasuk, we have three things in there, right? We have the oila oy the zavach, yeah, al ha'oila oila zavach. So we said it's three inclusions. Who brings three karbonis? Avayem ezum etzayra. He's the one who brings three karbonis. The oila, the chatas, and the osho. Okay. Then it says over there the next pasuk oila ayil. So what do I need that for? Lamali amar avsheches the rabbis elish shalaharin. The ram that Aaron brings on Yom Kippur. Yeah, the Kohen Gadol brings a ram on Yom Kippur, so he has to bring the sachim with it. Fredi Gemara Elish Alarim Meyadechem Nafke. It's a holiday. Yom Kippur is a holiday, so it says there anything you bring on the holidays. So I already know that you have to bring the sachim. Why do I need to mention Ayil? The Gemara Sokotat Chamina Hani Milad Sibur. You might think Meyadechem holiday offerings. You might think when it's a public offering, a tzibur offering, Avol the Yachid Loi. But this is an individual. This korban is individual for Aaron, for the Kohen himself. So maybe it doesn't need the sachim. So the Gemara would say, why do you think an individual doesn't need to bring it? Maishlam Eilas your lettuce. We already learned out that a woman who gives birth has to bring the sock in with her Eilah. She's an individual. So he says, answer Gemara Sokotat the Chamina Hani, me the Dabba Shenka Vuala Isman. Because there's no fixed time, so that's why she has to bring the sachim. But if it's something with a fixed time, maybe there's no nesachim. There's not really any logic in that. It's just it's different, so maybe it's not the same. Kamash Milan. That it has to bring a nesachim on that aisle shall Aaron as well. Then the question is, what's the oi? Oi la aisle lovely. Why does it have to say or again? The rabbi says a palgus to include something. A palgus is in between the ages. So an aisle is 2 years and up. And a keves is less than 1 year. In between 1 and 2 years, it's called a palgus. So it needs to bring, to tell you that if you happen to bring a palgus as a carbon, you have to bring the sochim. So the Gemara asked, that's all good and well according to Rabbi Yechidon, who says it's a separate category altogether, a palgus. That's not, he kriva, you're not supposed to bring a palgus, because every carbon is either a keves or an ayil. A palgus is in between a keves and an ayil, it's a teenager. Yeah, so you shouldn't bring a teenager as a carbon. What happens if he did? So the din is, maybe Olav Niska Yael, he has to bring the Sochim with it, and he has to bring which Nesachim? The Nesachim of an Ayil, which is a grown-up ram. It's not going to count towards whatever obligation he was trying to count to. You have Omer Rabbi Yechon, and Rechonin says on that, that Oyla Ayil is the Rambas, it's a Palgus, because it says Oyla Ayil, that even if he brings a teenager, he has to bring the Nesachim with it. That's according to Rabbi Yechonin, very good. Erol Bar Potter, according to Rabbi Bar Potter, the Omer Maisi, Umasni. He says, no, Palgus is not a teenager that's in between a child and an adult. It's either a child or an adult. We just don't know which one it is. It's a suffix, whether it's a child or it's an adult. Yeah, so he says, you bring the Nesachim and you make a Tznai, the Sveikahu. And you say, it's either, if it's for a Keves, here's the Nesachim and the leftovers is an adult. But if it's an Ayil, this is what I have to bring. Yeah, so what do I need a Pasuk for? He's to call the Rebuy Sveika. If it's a suffix, the suffix is for us, not for God. God doesn't put things in Chumash that if you have it, if you don't know what you're doing, bring there's the Sachim. In Torah, it doesn't tell you what to do if you don't know what you're doing. You only have to work it out later if you don't know what you're doing. So the Gemara answers, Vadla Bar Poda Kasha. According to Bar Poda, definitely it's a question, what do we need the oi for? All right, we'll have to leave it over here.